Here we go. Broadcasting to the four corners of the conservative universe, it's the Matt Locke Show. He loves all things conservative politics, and if there's a microphone nearby, you can bet he'll be the one beating the left over the head with it. And now, a true original, the common sense conservative, here's your host, Matt Locke.
Oh yeah, that's right, beating the left over the head with the truth daily. It's a Tuesday edition of the program. So glad you're along for the ride. I want to talk about America today. But what I'm also going to talk about on the program today is how we as Americans see the Democrat and the Republican Party. Okay? And I'm going to break it down in a way I hope that is understandable. But we are watching as the left can do whatever the left wants to do. The media goes out and carries the water. The media, you know, does everything for the Democrat Party, make sure their message is heard on big tech, social media, wherever it may be. And when Republicans get into power, they get railroaded. They literally get railroaded. And I'm at an impasse here. And this is what I want to talk about for a good part of the first half of this program. I'm not an advocate of executive orders. We have watched our government become 100% lazy. And that's the only word you can call it today. They're lazy. They're inept. They're devious. And they hide things from you because they know if they don't do their job correctly, they can put pork and stimulus and they can hide little tidbits in their bills that will gain them political favor. Point blank right here. One of the listeners that I follow, and I want to give him some props here because this is the second time that I've seen this and I want to point it out. Because I think it makes sense, and I retweeted it, and I got to find it here. Maybe it's in my tweets and replies. But we are watching. Oh, no, I know where it was at. Hold on here. It's over on Telegram, okay? So on Telegram, you can find me, The Matt Locke Show, and I'm going to run over here and grab this really quick. But the left are doing things that are outright criminal. And they're doing things in a way that, so here is a story from the New York Post. And I want you to understand what's going on here, okay? And I'm going to get back to executive orders. House Democrats pass NASA bill. NASA bill. You know, space, NASA, the space shuttle bill. Sending voting rights to the Senate. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. House of Representatives voted along party lines on last Thursday to approve a bill that will serve as a vehicle for Senate Democrats to start debate on sweeping election reform measures. Now, you see what the left does here, right? Democrats merged, get this, Democrats merged the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which is garbage, H.R. 1, and the Freedom to Vote Act into a single text and crammed the new bill into previously passed legislation extending NASA's authority to lease its facilities. You might be asking the same question I'm asking. What in the hell does extending NASA authority to lease its facilities have to do with voting rights? The left are criminal. The so-called shell of the NASA bill has already cleared the House and the Senate. I mean, it makes sense, right? You're going to vote on a bill that extends NASA's authority to lease its facilities. So it's passed the House and the Senate. Nothing to see here. But because the so-called shell of the NASA bill has already cleared the House and Senate, Democrats can kickstart debate on the Senate floor, get this, without Republican support. They cheated. They literally cheated. You think the founding fathers thought to themselves, well, we're going to use bills that have nothing to do with what we're talking about to pass other bills to get it passed debate without the other side even commenting on it? These are the things that the Democrats do every single day against you, against me, against conservatism, Republicans. And I only bring that to your attention because we're watching in Virginia, where new governor Glenn Youngkin came out on day one, Monday or Sunday or wherever, the 15th he got sworn in. Maybe it was Sunday. I don't know. The days all run together at this point. And did 11 executive decisions. 9 EOs and 2 executive actions, right? And I saw on a lot of the social medias, and I agree, you hate seeing the government be lazy. An executive order is laziness. Pass it in the House and Senate and make it a law. Do your job. Do your job. Here we are. But I'm telling you, one side of me says, I wish we didn't live in this environment. I really do. I wish we didn't live in this environment. I wish we had people who are upstanding, who wanted to represent their peeps, who wanted to, you know, represent their constituents, who went to Washington, D.C. to make a difference, right? I wish there were more people like Thomas Massey and Rand Paul up on Capitol Hill who actually wanted to make life better for the constituents, who listened to them, right? So here's Glenn Youngkin, day one. He gets voted in by a Republican majority because they want change. And he does executive orders. Now, an executive order, depending on who's the president, carries different weights because DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, was an executive order written by one Barack Hussein Obama. And when President Trump got in office, he's like, no, I want to get rid of that. And the judge's like, no, you can't get rid of that. Well, it's just an executive order. You can come in and write something, get rid of the executive order. That's what Joey Puddin'Pop did. As soon as Puddin'Pop got into the presidency, he got rid of all Trump's EOs. But you can't get rid of left's EOs. This is how the left fights. Do you see what I'm talking about here? This is how the left fights. They cheat. And we let them get away with it. And now we've got the same situation getting ready to happen in Virginia. Let me lay out the situation now that I've told you. I hate executive orders. We need our government to work as it was founded. We need our House and our Senate to be voting to make laws that the executive, the governor, signs and puts into law so that now we can say, you're not following the law. You are going to be arrested. But we haven't done that. So Virginia Public Schools, just a day after Governor Glenn Youngkin signed executive orders stating there were going to be no masks in public schools. Public schools in Virginia are doubling down on their mask rules in light of a slew of executive orders signed by newly sworn in Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, asserting they will continue to require all individuals to wear masks. What good did it do? Can we ask the question? Could you imagine? I want you to think of it this way. Barack Obama comes into office. He writes the executive order on the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, and the Border Patrol says, nope, we're not letting them in. We're not following your executive order. We're not doing it. Illegal aliens aren't coming in to the country. You would have seen mass lawsuits. You would have seen mass arrests from the Obama administration going after the Border Patrol. They would have gone after him. They would have thrown him in jail. They would have made him a public specter. They would have done everything. So I'm going to tell you, and I hate this. Let me tell you how much I hate this. But Glenn Youngkin, if you've got any balls, you start throwing these motherfuckers in jail. You start doing it. I hate this. Not happy. Shouldn't have to be this way. Just run these laws through Congress. Make them stick, and then you have recourse. So now you're in this point. Now, this is where we're at in our politics, unfortunately. We're at this point now where the Democrat doesn't, I mean, it's so amazing. In the left's out there cheering, oh, did you see the school system in Virginia? They stuck it to that new governor. Fuck that Republican. And they all cheer, like little seals. And we allow them to get away with it. I'm telling you, we are in a fight for the soul of America. And we watch this stuff. And here's my thinking, okay? Hang with me. I'm going to try to be less upset. But the voters in Virginia went to the voting booths and they voted for Glenn Youngkin because they wanted critical race theory out of schools. And that's a whole nother subject. The left's like, well, there's no critical race theories in Virginia, but they defend it to the end of their lives. It's like, well, if there isn't any, why are you arguing about it? If there is no critical race theory being taught in public schools in Virginia, why do you care if it's taken out of public schools? Because it's there. Anyway, voters in Virginia went to the voting booth and they voted for change. They wanted critical race theory out of schools. They wanted parents to have the right and the knowledge and the communication with the school systems to know what their kids were learning. And they wanted this socialistic, communistic, fascistic mass mandate and this lockdown to end. So they voted Glenn Youngkin into the governorship. Elections have consequences. That's what the Democrats tell us all the time. Hell, Barack Obama used it. So here's Glenn Youngkin. And the public schools in Virginia are doubling down on their mask rules. Throw them in jail. Throw them in jail. Start taking scalps. Look at January 6th. The insurrection. It wasn't a damn insurrection. If anything, it was trespassing. But here's the left using the January 6th committee to go after their political opponents. And we all sit back and like, well, we're not the Democrats. We don't play that way. Well, we better start playing that way. We'd better start playing that way. We sit back and we try to take the high road. We try to be the right. We try to do things correctly. We are getting killed on the conservative side. Getting killed. It is time to start fighting like the Democrat Party. Look, it's not a fair fight. That's the whole thing. You go into a fist fight. I'm going to give you a story here, analogy, right? You're in a bar, right? And guy bumps into you. Hey, you wanted to help you touch me, bro. Shoves you, and you get ready to get in a fight. And this guy pulls out a beer. He grabs a beer bottle. Are you going to sit there and let him beat you with a beer bottle? Or are you going to grab a chair or something to defend yourself with? Right? I mean, it's not a fair fight. The guy's trying to hurt you. He wants to beat you with a bottle. Are you going to sit there and let him beat you with a bottle? Or are you going to try to defend your life? That's where we're at in this country today. We are currently in a spot today where the Democrat Party has pulled out the beer bottle. We're like, oh, we're just going to fight with our fists. We're going to be tough. We're going to fight the right way because that's proper. Wow. I'm sorry, but we're in a fight here. Now, over the weekend, Youngkin signed 9 executive orders and 2 executive directives I told you about at the Virginia State Capitol covering critical race theory, to combating human trafficking. One of the orders specifically empowered parents, allowing them to decide whether or not their child wears a mask in school. So if I'm a parent in Virginia, I send my kids to school without a mask, and then I tell the school to go fuck themselves. The law is the law. The governor has the power to sign executive orders that have the authority of law. Now, what I would really like to see is the House and the Senate in Virginia get together and pass this as an actual law. And then there's no mistaking what actually happens. But the order reads in part, here it is. The state health commissioner shall terminate order of public health emergency order 10. The parents of any child enrolled in an elementary or secondary school or a school-based early child care and educational program may elect for their children not to be subject to any mask mandate in effect at the child's school or educational program. They have the right to determine if their children wear masks. No parent electing that a mask mandate should not apply to his or her child shall be required to provide a reason or make any certification concerning their child's health or education. A child whose parent has elected that he or she is not subject to a mask mandate should not be required to wear a mask under any policy implemented by a teacher, a school district, the Department of Education, or any other state authority. That's pretty plain. The superintendent of public instruction shall rescind the interim guidance for COVID-19 prevention in Virginia pre-K through 12 schools issued January 14, 2021 and updated October 14, 2021 and issue new guidance for COVID-19 prevention consistent with this order. School districts should marshal any resources available to improve inspection, testing, maintenance, repair, replacement, and upgrades of equipment to improve the indoor air quality in school facilities, including mechanical and non-mechanical heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, filtering, purification, fans, control systems, and window and door repair. So I want you to think about this. Here's Governor Glenn Youngkin saying, we're not doing that anymore. Nobody, I want you to think about the other way. Ralph Northam, the governor, says, we've got a state of emergency. We're going to say that every school must wear a mask. No. I mean, could you imagine if someone said, I'm not sending my kid to school in a mask? It would have been hell to pay. But now that you want to rescind that, oh, no, we're not doing that. We'll fight you to the end of days. It happened here in Fort Worth and Dallas ISD schools. We had schools say, nope, we're not following Governor Abbott's executive order to not wear masks. So here we are. And at this point, I am telling you, at this point, it's time to get down on the level of the Democrat Party and kick them straight in the dick. Sorry, but this is the way they want to play. Two can play that game. Because it says, however, public school systems in the state are doubling down on their masking requirements, making their intentions of ignoring the governor's direct, crystal clear executive order. Arlington Public Schools, for instance, stated on Saturday it will continue to require all staff and students to wear masks inside, on school grounds, and on buses. Arlington Public Schools implemented our mask requirement this year, the school year, prior to Governor Northam's K-12 mask mandate. See, there was a mask mandate. And we will continue to make decisions that prioritize the health, safety, and well-being of our students and staff following the guidance of local and national health professionals. Current law in Virginia. Current law in Virginia is there's no mask. The governor wrote the executive order. Now understand, the executive order is not fully the law. That's why we need Congress and the Senate in Virginia to pass this. But an executive order comes as, if I can explain, the best way I can explain an EO, the governor has to use a pre-existing law to write a case stating this shall happen. So EOs, executive order, are supposed to be based on current laws on the books. They're supposed to be. I don't know if this is or not. I haven't dove into it wholeheartedly yet. But the thing is, they're supposed to carry the weight of law. So now Arlington Schools says, well, we're going to abide by current law in Virginia. Well, current law in Virginia is no mask mandate. You are outside of the law. School divisions need to provide such in-person instruction in a manner in which it adheres to the maximum extent practicable to any currently applicable mitigation strategies for early childhood care and education programs in elementary and secondary ed schools to reduce the transmission of COVID-19 that has been provided by the Federal Centers for Disease and Control Prevention. When did the CDC become governors of states? The CDC is there to tell you what they think. Hey, here is COVID-19. Here's what we think you should do. We advise you to do this. They cannot make you do anything. The CDC is not a bureaucracy. It doesn't have any power to write laws. It is not the governor of the state of Virginia or Indiana or Texas or Florida or Georgia or Michigan or Ohio or anywhere else. Simply, they give suggestions to states of what to do. The CDC is not the governor. Unbelievable. Alexandra City says, this is from Twitter, from Arlington Public Schools account. Alexandria City Public Schools followed suit, stating on Sunday it will continue to abide by the health and safety guidelines of the CDC and the Alexandria Health Department, continue to require all individuals to wear masks that cover the nose and mouth in ACPS schools, facility, and buses. We know the masks don't work, by the way. Now they want N95s. The cloth masks don't work. I mean, we're just fooling ourselves as this is the whole thing too. This is why I tell you, this is why I say, if I'm Glenn Youngkin, I start throwing people in jail. I start throwing administrators, principals, superintendents, people who are doing this stupid shit. I show up at school, and if they're requiring kids to wear masks that don't want to wear masks. Now, here's the thing. You want to show up at school and wear a mask? Wear a mask. Free to you. If you are a parent that wants to send your child to school in a mask, and you think masks work, do it. And if I want to send my child to school without a mask, you should be smart enough because you think masks work, dumbass. You think masks work. So if masks work, why does my kid have to put on a mask? Your mask works. If your vax works, why doesn't your vax work? We're going to go back to Moneyball, right? If your mask works, why doesn't your mask work? If your vaccine works, why doesn't your vaccine work? If your child has a mask on, you believe your child is safe. My child, I've said to my child, you don't need to wear a mask. We will take the responsibility and the risk of you getting sick. Our choice. If I'm Glenn Youngkin, I am throwing every piece of shit, superintendent, anybody in school systems going against the law. Now, does that sound dictatorship-ish? Yes. I hate to say that. It drives me crazy. But we're at a point where you have no choice. What choice do you have? The left? The left's just like, well, we're just going to ignore the law. What do you do? What do you do? You go out and enforce the law. I mean, that's the only way you get somebody's attention, right? You go out and enforce the law. And I'm going to tell you, if Glenn Youngkin's got any balls, he starts arresting superintendents and says, look, I'm not doing this for my health. People in this state voted for the ability to have their own responsibility over their children and if they should or shouldn't wear a mask, and I'm going to give it to them. If you don't like that, you're breaking the law and we're done. That's from, so Arlington, Alexandria Public Schools, all of it. Jen Psaki got in on this garbage as well. She said, hi there, Arlington County parent here. Don't believe you are Glenn Youngkin, but correct me if I am wrong. Thank you to APS Virginia for standing up for our kids, teachers, and administrators and their safety in the midst of a transmissible variant. Could you imagine if a parent took to Twitter and said, Glenn Youngkin, thank you for throwing the superintendent of my school in jail, and thank you for standing up for parents' rights in the state of Virginia. They would be doxxed. They would never see the light of day again. They would never not be harassed, names dragged through the mud and everything else. But Jen Psaki can say, hi there. Thank you to APS Virginia for standing up for our kids, teachers, and administrators and their safety in the midst of a transmittable variant. This is the left, kids. This is the left and their hypocrisy. Rules for thee, but not for me. You've got all of these liberals running around without masks on because they know they don't work. They all get caught in the French Laundry and Joe Biden and Senator Gildebrand in New York says, doot, doot, doot. New York's got a big old, you know, COVID passport and a mask mandate, and she's walking through the restaurant with no fucking mask on. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll try to do better. You know the rules. I mean, these people are hypocrites. Glenn Youngkin, if you're listening to the program, I hope anybody in Virginia, I know I've got Virginia listeners, please let Glenn Youngkin know, grow a set of balls. Start throwing these fuckers in jail. I mean, seriously, let's go after them. If this was the fight you want to do, it is time to fight. I mean, there's just any other way to go about this. All right, I got to pay some bills here. Head over to scarsandstripescoffee.com. Woohoo! Was that a fabulous 25 minutes? Head over to scarsandstripes.com. Scarsandstripes.com, the official coffee of the program. They empower veterans. I mean, if you're a veteran out there, thank you for your service, by the way. Certainly appreciate that. But if you're a veteran out there, they want to empower you. They want to help you be an entrepreneur. They want to help you be part of the group. They want to help you get back to where you were in that unit that you were in the military, right? And some people struggle with that. Some people struggle, come back, and they don't know what to do. They have a hard time finding their way. Scars and Stripes Coffee wants to help you. You can sell great coffee, by the way. You can become part of a team. You can be an entrepreneur, run your own business. You are empowered to do everything that you can do to be successful. And Scars and Stripes Coffee wants to give you those tools. Head over to scarsandstripescoffee.com if you're a veteran. Sign up today. Sell great coffee. But go over there if you're not and buy the coffee. I have downrange in my cup. You should too. Scars and Stripes Coffee, the official coffee of the program. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. Love, love, love those guys, by the way. With all this said, with everything that I just said in the first 25 minutes of the program, this is the fallout that's happening. The reason I said all of that is because you see this. Throughout 2021, the country moved away from the Democrat Party in Virginia and towards the GOP by 14 points. The beginning of 2021, 49% of the country identified as Democrats, supposedly, while 40% said they were Republicans. At the end of 2021, 47% said they were Republican, and 42% said they were Democrat. That's a 14-point shift. And I'll bet you it's higher than that. People in Virginia voted for the rights of the parents to remove critical race theory, to get rid of the mask mandates and the shutdown, and you're seeing it across America where you are moving to a more conservative view by 14 points. It's been 25 years since the GOP held a 5-point lead over the Democrat Party. These Gallup findings are based on 12,000 randomly sampled adults contacted throughout the year. The year 2021 was an eventful one in politics after a similarly eventful 2020 that also saw major shifts in party preferences. In early 2021, Democratic strength reached levels not seen in nearly a decade. By the third quarter, those Democratic gains evaporated as Joe Biden's job approval declined, tanked. The political winds continue to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the GOP an advantage over Democrats larger than any they had ever achieved in more than 25 years. The numbers above are based on quarterly averages. One warning sign for the GOP is that the polling during the first month of 2021 shows the Republican Party up only 2 points. 46 to 44, but as Gallup notes, the 2-point lead still represents a departure from the historical norm of the Democrat Party having at least a slight advantage in party affiliation. We saw this in Florida. There are now more Republicans registered to vote in Florida than Democrats. That hasn't happened in years. This tracks with two things, by the way, the GOP ongoing advantage in the generic congressional ballot and the respective fortunes of his fraudulency, Joe Biden, and former President Trump, meaning Trump is now seen more favorable than Joe, something that almost seemed impossible a year ago. What this all comes down to, of course, is the failure of the Democrats everywhere, not just Biden, to govern with anything approaching competence and the corporate media losing its influence and ability to gaslight the public. Well, CNN's ratings are down 90%. You heard that yesterday on the program. We are moving the needle, kids, but we need action. That's why I talked about Glenn Youngkin. That's why I've talked about Virginia. You know, you've got DeSantis doing it in Florida. You got it somewhat Abbott doing it here in Texas. I mean, everybody gives Abbott a hard time, me included. There are things that drive me crazy. When I see all of this, he could be a lot more conservative. School choice. I mean, we've got majorities in the House and Senate in Texas, but yet we don't have school choice. We got the heartbeat bill through, which was kind of nice. I mean, that we don't want to kill our kids. But in the end, Republicans need to do more. They need to push harder like Democrats do. But we never do. We always want to take that high road. Well, we're the better party. We're the nicer people. Yep, and you're getting your ass kicked with a beer bottle. I mean, these are the things that are absolutely right in your face that you can't deny. We can't deny it. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about here, on top of the GOP moving 14 points ahead over the Democrats, also, House Republicans raise $140 million in 2021, obliterating fundraising records. The House Republicans campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, announced a total of $140 million in last year's off-year fundraising haul, obliterating their previous off-year record. The NRCC's announcement touted the ability to fundraise and beat off-year records, as this is the committee's best off-year fundraising total ever, noting they were not able to raise $140 million last cycle until May of the election year. The NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer, Republican Minnesota, said that voters are ready to put an end to Democrat policies that have led to skyrocketing crime, rising prices, and open borders. The year-end total was a 65% increase. 65% increase. Last year's fundraising efforts to achieve a sizable last year's fundraising efforts to achieve a sizable war chest for the midterms left the committee with an astonishing $78.2 million cash on hand coming to the election year, which is a 146% increase. Now, I hate this. Once again, I hate the fact that I get fundraising letters all the time. Please give us money. What have you done? What has the Republican Party done to deserve $140 million a year money? Seriously. That's the question that every voter should be asking today. But also, what's the Democrat Party done? Look what the Democrat Party has done. Moved America so far left. Open borders, inflation, COVID pandemic, taxation, IRS, all of that stuff the left has done is only moving America farther away from its roots. And here we throw all this money at the Republican Party, and it drives me crazy, because what has the Republican Party done? Nothing. 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 House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, I talked over the weekend, by the way, the commitment to America. You should go back and listen to that podcast that was on Radio America over the weekend. Now we got a commitment to America, which I don't think they follow. But Kevin McCarthy also transferred $25.3 million to NRCC's campaign efforts from his $72.4 million year-end total. Additionally, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise transferred $12.4 million to the NRCC from his $28.1 conference. A Republican Conference Chair Lee Stefanik also transferred $1.4 million, and the Republican National Committee transferred $10 million. Last November, during an appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday, Emmer said his message to Democrats is either retire or lose in the upcoming elections. A vote for a Republican next fall is to get this crime wave under control. And you have to admit, crime is out of hand. Chicago, I mean, Philadelphia, Baltimore, L.A., you see it, New York, crime. I mean, these district attorneys aren't even prosecuting crime. They want to defund police. They want to raise your taxes, inflation, cost of goods, supply chain, illegal immigration, manufacturing, China. We're watching Russia getting ready to invade Ukraine. I mean, we are watching the world fall apart. And the Republicans, what are you going to do? I'm going to ask it again. What are you going to do? Because America, kids, I mean, America is saying, we don't want this. We don't want this. And if I'm a Virginia native, if I'm a Virginia voter, I am burning up the hotline to the governor's mansion saying, Glenn, grow a pair. This is why we voted for you. We want you to enact freedom. We want you to enact freedom. We want the ability to make the choices for our children when it comes to their health, when it comes to their education, when it comes to their well-being. That is our job. Please do what you said you're going to do. We're at that point, kids. We are so there. I mean, it is incredible where we're at. And it's only going to get worse. I'm going to tell you what the Democrats want to do to you. But before I do that, let's pay some bills here. Head over to MyPillow. MyPillow.com/MattLock. MattLocke. You can save that promo code, by the way. Got sale of the year, the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free. These sheets are amazing. My wife and I bought a set of them. They're the softest, the best sheets we've ever owned. I mean, seriously. They are unbelievable to sleep on. Got our pillowcases, got the flat sheet, the fitted sheet. It is amazing. We have a king size bed. I mean, it normally costs us about $300 for one set of sheets. I'm clicking on this right here. For a king size bed, it's $199.98. Buy one with my promo code. You get one free. For less than $200, $100 a set, you get amazing sheets. I don't want the offer here. Thanks, Mike. MyPillow dog beds, we have one. The dogs love it. I mean, it's amazing. Our one dog likes to snuggle. He likes to burrow down in. He loves that bed. They got the six-piece MyPillow towel set, the 40% off on the house shoes. Or for those of you that call them slippers, save up to 75% on the new, well, on the classic MyPillow. But head over to MyPillow.com/MattLock. MyPillow.com/MattLock. They're trying to debank Mike Lindell because he stood for freedom. Go help the guy out. Go spend some money with him. If you need any of these products, I mean, y'all need towels. Y'all need sheets. Y'all need dog beds. Y'all need mattress toppers. Go find something and spend some money. It helps me out too. Keeps the lights on here at the Matlock Show. Head over to MyPillow.com/MattLock. Do it today. Proud sponsor of the program. All right. So we're not fighting like the libs. We're not doing the things necessary to protect our rights and our freedoms as Americans. And here comes the left. Pedal down. They're going to run your ass over and beat you over the head with a beer bottle. I talked about earlier. Poll. 59% of Democrats favor government confining the unvaccinated Americans to your home. 6 out of 10, for those of you in Flint, Democrats say the government should confine you to your house if you're unvaxxed. You're going to be punished for making a personal medical decision. But stay out of their fucking bedroom when it comes to abortion. How dare you make that medical decision for a woman? See where I'm going here? Majority of Democrats would agree with the U.S. government taking more drastic coronavirus measures, such as confining unvaccinated Americans to their homes at all times, except for emergencies, a Rasmussen Report survey revealed. The survey listed a series of potential coronavirus-related actions, gauging support for a series of penalties, including fines, stay-at-home orders, and designated facilities for the unvaccinated and critics of the vaccinated. So if you want to have your life back, if you want to live, if you want to be free, you have to get that vaccine. No matter if you're who cares if you're not sick? Who cares if you're fine? Who cares? You get that vaccine, you sit down, you shut up, or we're going to fine you and keep you on house arrest. Austria, they're getting ready to fine. Over in the EU, they're going to fine you if you're unvaccinated. Unbelievable. Quote, would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose a proposal to limit the spread of the coronavirus by having federal or state governments require that citizens remain confined to their homes at all times? Except for emergencies. if they refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The survey asked. While 61% overall rejected that scenario, the survey found 59% of Democrats favor the government requiring unvaccinated individuals to stay at home at all times, with exceptions only for an emergency. Is a run to the liquor store an emergency? I'm out of whiskey, I'm out of bourbon, right? Of those, 35% of Democrats strongly favor that proposal. Another 55% of Democrats say they favor the government fining unvaccinated Americans. So you got 59% saying they should put you under house arrest, and 55% of Democrats say you should be fined if you don't get the vax. While 45% say they would favor a proposal to limit the spread of coronavirus by having federal or state governments require that citizens temporarily live in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get the jab. 45% of these motherfuckers want to lock you up and throw away the key because you didn't bow down to Big Brother. That is a fact. Think about that. And then think about it the next time you say, well, Matlock, EOs are the really what? The only thing we can do to fight. Nobody's got a set of testicles to actually go in and write any more laws anymore. So I want you to think about that. 45% of Democrats want you locked up. Over my dead body. So irritated at all of this. And we sit here and we claim, this is so annoying to me. And I get it. I do get it, because half of me is ripped one way and half of me is ripped the other way, because I want the way the government's supposed to function, but it just doesn't function that way. And we allow these son of a bitches, these people that literally the Democrats hate you. They hope you die. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. They want to control you, but yet they want you dead. Just let us not have our mask on. And then, of course, nature will take its course and we'll all die like we were supposed to 2 years ago, but yet we haven't. It is such bullshit. And if you're not fired up yet, I don't know. I'm fired up. My blood pressure's through the roof right now. I'm so sick of this. And here, and this is a thing, but the difference between us and them. As Republican, which I don't even identify, I'm more of a libertarian, conservative, right? But I believe Democrats are people with bad ideas. I don't hate them. I don't want to see them thrown into concentration camps or confined to their homes. I want them to have personal liberty and freedom. But Democrats look at you and I, and they think we're bad people. They can't debate us in the public square. Head over to freedomsquare.com, by the way, and find me. But they can't debate us in the public forum. They don't have any ideas. If you don't do as they say, they're just going to throw you in jail. Or better yet, into an internment camp or anything else. 45% said they would favor a proposal to limit the spread of coronavirus by having federal or state governments require that citizens temporarily live in designated facilities, temporarily, because everything the government does is temporary, right? Look at taxes. Taxes were supposed to be temporary to pay for the war. Here we are, decades later. Taxes aren't temporary anymore. Unbelievable. Respondents were also asked if they support or oppose a proposal for federal or state governments to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or online or digital publications. Think about that. They want to shut Rogan down. I talked about that yesterday. 270 doctors say he's full of shit, but they won't go debate any of the other doctors. They just shut them down. They just say, you know what? We're not going to hear your voice. We don't care about your opinion. It's wrong. Ours is the only opinion you should talk about. And here we are. But now what do they want to do, kids? Oh, well, they want to fine or imprison you if you publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in online or digital publications. So is the CDC going to get fined, imprisoned? They're the ones that went back on everything. I mean, this is crazy. You can't have, this is tyranny. This is tea in the harbor in Boston Harbor time. They want to fine or imprison you for even speaking out. And what did I say the other day? What did I say? The Biden dog whistle, yesterday's program. Biden put out the whistle to all of his lackeys, to all of the social media, the big tech, all of the platforms, and said, we got to get rid of mis and disinformation. Go do it now. And here we are. And now what? They want to fine you or imprison you for being contrary. I can't even imagine. Could you imagine a presidency of Donald J. Trump saying, we are going to fine or imprison individuals who have the opposite opinion of Republicans? You're going to jail. Could you imagine the shitstorm that would be created by that? But yet, here we are. It gets better, though. While the vast majority of Americans, 67%, say they oppose such a proposal, Democrats remain split, 48-4, 46 against. Democrats are also split on the idea of the government requiring unvaccinated individuals to use a smartphone app or wearable device that tracks unvaccinated people to ensure they are quarantined or socially distanced from others. This is your enemy. This is your enemy. By the way, you think this is crazy? If you think this is crazy, I've got a story for you. But before I do that, let's pay the final bill here. Head over to expressvpn.com/Matlock. Protect your online privacy with ExpressVPN. Get 3 extra months free with a 12-month plan. Limited time offer for my listeners here. No more restrictions. Internet without borders. ExpressVPN defeats content restrictions and censorship to deliver unlimited access to video, music, social media, and more from anywhere in the world. Every device in your digital life is secured. Your online privacy, your online activity, your business. Period. ExpressVPN hides your IP address and encrypts your network data so you can see what, so that no one can see what you're doing. Become anonymous in seconds. It's the world's leading VPN provider. Go to expressvpn.com/Matlock. Get 3 months free for a 12-month plan when you use my name, Matlock, proud sponsor of the program, expressvpn.com/Matlock. Do it today. I'm telling you, if you think all this is nuts, if you're saying to yourself today, oh, Matt, I mean, those are just polls. They don't mean anything. No one's going to get locked up. No one's going to get ankle bracelets or house arrest. No one's going to be tracked on their cell phone. I mean, come on here. Okay. Here is a story. Pay attention, America. Canada, it's not here yet. Canada admits to tracking 87% of the population via their cell phones during the lockdowns. There's been a lot discussed about Australia's insane lockdown policies, but let's not sleep on Canada. Commie heartthrob Justin I Feel Pretty Trudeau and other leaders did plenty to flex their authoritarian muscles in the name of public health. There were calls to monitor people having conversations in public to curb misinformation. Guidelines were put in place to isolate your children in your own home. Also, the use of a glory hole was recommended for people looking to practice safe sex. Now, we hear that Canada was spying on most Canadians via their cell phones. And by most, I mean 87% of them. So John Broussard over at Conservative MP says the Public Health Agency of Canada confirmed media reports just before Christmas that it had secretly accessed location data for 33 million mobile devices to monitor the movements of Canadians during COVID-19. That number represents roughly 87% of the population who were spied on without any knowledge the government was accessing their data. This was only brought to light when a proposal was published showing Public Health Agency of Canada officials wanted to continue collecting data for 5 more years. In December, a spokesman for PBHA admitted to the National File that they were collecting the data, quote, due to the urgency of the pandemic. An emergency, right? The governments are going to create emergencies to create laws to spy on you. And they were collecting the data due to the urgency of the pandemic. The spokesman went on to say they are looking to understand possible links between the movement of people within Canada and the spread of the coronavirus. Here's where the very specific Pay Attention America comes in. Last July, it was reported that Joey Puddin'Pop and the people who control Joey Puddin'Pop wanted to do the exact same thing. Do you think they're not doing it? I turn all my location services off on my phone when I'm not using it, by the way. I would suggest that you do that too. The only time my location services are on is when I'm using an app. That's it. And I don't use, that's the thing. I don't use Google Maps. I don't use these apps. I know where to go. I chart my path beforehand if I don't, because I don't like using the navigation stuff, right? Turn your location services off unless you're using an app, because this is what America wants to do to you. As per Politico, Puddin'Pop allied groups, including the Democrat National Committee, are also planning to engage fact checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that are sent over social media and your personal text messages. They're going to monitor what you're texting to your mom, your best friend, your brother or sister, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your coworker. They're going to they want to monitor your text messages. You know, the funny thing is, I'm an old school guy. I call people. I mean, I'm an old school. I don't like to text. I yelled at my daughter the other day. I tried to call my daughter and she didn't answer. So I text her. I'm like, Alex, pick up the phone. Well, Dad, I'm texting with, I don't care who you're texting with. Pick up the damn telephone. I want to have a conversation with you. Hate texting, by the way, but they're spying on your text messages. Isn't that fun? It's unclear where the plan ended up. I would like to think our Constitution actually stopped it, but he also knows how eager big tech companies are to kowtow to the people who control Joey Puddin'Pop in the name of what they call misinformation. Monitoring text messages would take things to a whole new level, but it's not impossible. The irony here is if a story broke that 87% of Americans were monitored via their cell phones, big tech would censor the story and label it fake news. Please see Hunter Biden. The things that are happening in other countries are the things leftists in this country would do if we let them. We must not let them. Do you see what I'm talking about? We got to fight the left. I mean, the left would monitor your text messages. They'd want it done in a heartbeat. They hated the Patriot Act. But by God, they'll spy on you because you guys, you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. This is Jim Jones all over again, right? This is mass formation psychosis. The left is brainwashed by what they believe to be the truth. Now, poll. A plurality of Americans believe that old Puddin'Pop went too far in trying to get Americans vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus, a CBS News YouGov survey found. The survey asked respondents to reveal their thoughts on Biden's efforts to get Americans vaccinated. A plurality, 40%, said he went too far, while 34% said he handled it about right, and 26% said he did not go far enough. You notice, I want to talk to you. This is a teachable moment here. Do you notice that this 25, 26% number keeps coming up of, well, he didn't go far enough? Those are the diehard, dyed-in-the-wool liberals. That is how big the actual Democrat Party is. It's about 25% of the country. You think it's 75% if you're on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of the ones that's the echo chamber for the left that allows the Democrat message to shine through, but the Republican message never gets through. But 40% of America said, no, you went way too far. And he did. But yet here we are. Throw us in camps, put ankle bracelets on us, find this, put us in all this stuff, do the things necessary, all that stuff. But yet, most of America believes like you and I believe. Says opinions are sharply divided along party lines. 74% of Republicans said Putin Pop went too far. A plurality of independents, 41%, held the same sentiment. Although 54% of Democrats said he handled it just right. Nearly one-third of Democrats said he had not gone far enough. One-third, 33%. The survey taken January 12th through the 14th, 2022, among 2,095 U.S. adults has a margin of error of 2.5%. It comes on the heels of the Supreme Court's 6-3 blow against Biden's Occupational Safety and Health Administration's vaccine mandate, which would have affected roughly 84 million American workers. Biden announced the rule in September 2021 during a divisive speech on the coronavirus in which he scolded unvaccinated Americans, warning that his patience was wearing thin. Under the rule, employers with 100 more employees would have been required to mandate coronavirus vaccines or implement rigorous testing requirements. Under the OSHA rule, the burden of the cost of testing would have been on the employee, amounting to what some had described as a work tax, which it is. I said that, you know, if you're going to require me as part of my employment to get tests every week, you should be paying for it, not me. I'm not sick, but here we are. While Biden expressed disappointment in the ruling last week, he called on business leaders to immediately join those who have already stepped up, including one-third of Fortune 100 companies, and institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers, customers, and communities. Because private work can do it. There's nothing saying private companies can't make you get a vaccine. It's illegal that the government can't make you, but the Supreme Court did not rule that private companies couldn't. Do you see what's going to go on, however? I mean, that's going to be the play. We all know this. I saw an article the other day. I said, listen, look, this was from, I think, who was it over at, I can't think of her name right now. She wrote a book, she's over at The Federalist. Hemingway is her last name. I can't think of her first name. But she said, look, this isn't the end of it. You know, this is just a speed bump. The left's never going to stop trying to control your life. They're going to go to these individual corporations and they're going to say, hey, just mandate it through you. We don't need the federal government in the middle of this. Just mandate it through you. And what do you think these woke corporations are going to do? Because right now, what's happening? These woke corporations are getting money from the federal government to do the government's pleasing. It's criminal. It is absolutely criminal what is happening in this country today. And it blows my mind. I want to go back to the original story and finish there. It blows my mind that I hear conservatives say, well, Matt, that's too far. The left's passed too far. Well, we don't want to be like the left. No, we do not want to be. I mean, honestly, we don't want to be like the left. The left are a bunch of arrogant assholes. They are. But they fight to win. And when you're in a fight, it's never fair. A fist fight, any kind of fight, is never fair. You want to win. And I'm sorry, but do you want to see democratic principles win? Do you want to see liberal Democrat principles win? Or do you want to see the Constitution win? Do you want to see individual freedoms and liberty, you know, life, liberty in the pursuit? Do you want to see that win? I do. I want to see that win. And if we have to fight dirty, then it's time to start kicking people in the balls. I mean, I'm sorry, but we're at the point now where if we don't start fighting, we are going to get ran over. In America, as we know it, is going to be history, because the left wants to throw you in internment camps. They want to force a vaccine into your body. They want to make sure your life's a living hell, and they don't give a shit about you. So why? Give me one good reason why we should give a shit about them. That is the lesson today. Take it for nothing other than that. All right, guys, go follow me, The Matlock Show, over on Telegram, Gab, on Rumble. You can find me everywhere else, at Real Matlock. Make sure you check out the podcast. Tell everybody you know, share, give me a 5-star rating. Let's grow this bitch. Guys, thank you. Guys and girls, thank you so much for listening to The Matlock Show. I appreciate each and every one of you. But for today, I'm out.